Georgia Senators Loeffler and Perdue seek leniency for American jailed on coronavirus infraction. By Penny Starr on December 28, 2020. Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA, have sent a letter to the U.S. Embassy in Jamaica seeking leniency for Skylar Mack, an American college student serving a jail sentence in the Cayman Islands for breaking that country's coronavirus mandatory quarantine. As Breitbart News reported, Mack flew to Grand Cayman on November 27 and was ordered to quarantine for 14 days. She was given a smart wristband and a cell phone to track her movements, according to her attorney Jonathan Hughes. Mack reportedly signed a document agreeing not to leave isolation without permission and not to remove her wristband. But 2 days later, she was seen at a jet skiing competition with her boyfriend Vanhi Ramjeet, a Cayman Islands resident. Apparently, police were informed about Mack not wearing the wristband and the pair were transported to a mandatory quarantine facility. On December 4, Mack was charged with leaving her home during the mandatory quarantine period and Ramjeet was charged with aiding and abetting her. CBS reported Mack was sentenced to 4 months in prison, but her sentence was reduced to 2 months. The outlet also reported on the senator's letter. "We write today in regard to the recent arrest and detainment of Skylar Mack, a U.S. citizen and resident of Georgia, in the Cayman Islands," the senators wrote. "It is our understanding that Ms. Mack has formally requested the prerogative of mercy and we wish to express our support for her family's call for leniency." The court initially sentenced her to community service, but then added prison time to her sentence. Channel 2 Action News spoke to family members, who said the punishment does not fit the crime. Mack's Cayman attorney said with the 2-month sentence, "In reality she will serve 60% of that. She's been locked up for a week so she will likely get out right around January 20th, unless the U.S. pulls some strings. We support the right of the Cayman Islands, as a British overseas territory, to enact appropriate regulations to protect the safety of its residents during this trying time and to impose fair sentences against those who violate such restrictions," Loeffler and Perdue said in a joint statement. "Ms. Mack has admitted guilt, regrets her actions, paid a substantial fine, and been incarcerated for over a week. However, it is the sincere hope of her parents that she can safely and expeditiously return home to continue her studies as a pre-med student at Mercer University. Her family has also expressed serious concern about her safety, as she has received numerous threats against her life following the publicity of her case." Loeffler and Perdue are facing Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock in a January 5 Senate runoff election in Georgia. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.